Star. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia, December 3rd, 1899. Dear Brother Star, I gave a little talk to the church last Sabbath, telling them of the commission Christ gave to his disciples to labor for all people, tongues, and nations. There is no limit to our work, but we have a limited faith. I solicited out brethren and sisters to call upon the name of the Lord and pray most earnestly in genuine faith for the work and for the people for whom we work. If we obtain the victory, we must be earnest ourselves and plead with God for His Holy Spirit. We must talk and pray in faith that we may have the precious anointment of the Holy Spirit. Brethren Hickox and Colcord and Star, bear in mind the promise of divine agencies to work with our efforts, for this is needed, we know, when we have not to wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Ephesians 6, verse 12, 13. We must pray. We cannot depend upon our own finite strength. Be instant in prayer. We do not exercise that faith, perseveringly claiming the Holy Spirit. I tell you, we must have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It is for us, and we must have it. We are living in that time of this earth's history when we must meet to pray for the special blessing upon us individually, and then we shall be in Christ and through Christ victorious. We are too easily satisfied with limited, special, far-between blessings. We are to lay hold of God by faith and labor to bring souls to Christ. We are to dwell in our doctrinal discourses upon the truth as it is in Jesus. Present the truth for this time as an important message from another world. Lift Him up, the man of Calvary. Come in consecration to holier ground and still holier. Preach the truth with the power of God sent down from heaven. Let the truth take hold of the spiritual part of our own nature, and then the current of divine power will be communicated to those whom we address. Bear in mind we must have increased faith. Our faith is too small. What can give us the aid the crisis demands as like the intelligent knowledge of the truth as it is in Jesus? We want His nature, all our faculties and powers strengthened and vitalized by the Spirit of Christ. The Lord means that we shall have feeling, our whole soul, and being brought in complete unity with Jesus Christ. This present place and opportunity will turn with the best results for the future of our work, and will be placing the work on vantage ground if we will seek the blessings which Christ has promised, in order to make our work a decided victory. Ever bear the message as Christ's witnesses. Unless we do have the Holy Spirit in a decided manner in this effort, we shall meet with a great loss. Keep the work moving in simplicity, and this you will if the melting love of Christ breaks up the fallow ground of our own hearts. But have faith in God, take hold of the promise, and never let go. W. C. White has come, can write no more. I send these books to the Kerr brothers,